Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here, ready to launch back into Lord's Day 7, question and answer number 21 at the Kirkside Cafe. True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word, but also a hearty trust which the Holy Ghost works in me by the gospel, that not only to others but to me also forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. Well, yes, we've been working through this catechism formulation for a few days now, and we come to the part where it says that not only to others, but to me also, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God. And we know that from the Old Testament, where Hebrews 11, 1 and 2 talk about just that. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So we have the definition laid out. And then verse 2, for by it the people of old received their commendation. So we see people from the old covenant church receiving their commendation for being faithful. And it's always properly understood that faith is a gift given to us by God so that no one will boast. So it isn't the old covenant by their own merits doing anything that gets them into heaven, into glory, but because they have been given this gift, they have been faithful in their words, in their deeds, in their thoughts. And then later, Hebrews 11 lists the who's who of those who were faithful. And then in Romans 1:17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. The antecedent for the word it, for in it, is found in the previous verse, Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. The it is the gospel, the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Beloved, one of the beautiful things about the catechism is that it frames that ultimate authority, God's Word, that Word which is sufficient, necessary, authoritative, and perspicuous, that is clear. And it is from that Word that we find that salvation is given freely by God. Man may deny it, man may hold the truth in unrighteousness, but nonetheless, salvation is freely given by God, merely of grace, as we'll discuss tomorrow, only for the sake of Christ's merits. I won't steal tomorrow's thunder, but it's important for us to know that this gospel that works in us by the Holy Spirit is not only given to others, but to me also, to you, friend, you who confess the Father and the Son. Forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation. That is what you get. Now, if I might, let me ask you this question. Of all the things that you possess, which of those things do you hold the most dear? May it be justification through faith by grace alone, and all on account of Christ alone.